We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and by TailgateWine.com. Some awesome wines available for sale. You got to check out the blue and white wine gift box as well. Three blue and white themed wines, an 1855 Vidal Sapphire Blue Blueberry Wine, and Old Main Pinot Grigio. This is Ask Greg. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith. This is our fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. And these are your questions answered. If you don't have the Keystone Sports app by now, go download it. There's an Ask Greg button to fire your question away there. TailgateWine.com sponsors this segment. We're also giving a bottle of wine away to the best question as determined by Greg. So get your questions and download the Keystone Sports app and ask Greg. Let's start. We got a few questions just coming off of the Rutgers game, looking ahead to Maryland a little bit. Greg, I'm going to start with Travis in Lebanon. Another little tip of the cap to the Trace McSorley Apologist Club, yes, of which you are president. He says, let me start by saying I love Trace McSorley. I could be the treasurer of the Trace McSorley Apologist Club. I think there's a VP role available. There's secretary.
Everything's available. That's
if
right.
If you're interested, go click the Ask Greg button if you want to apply for the job. However, he's looked below average since the Ohio State game. Is it time to sit him and allow him to recover prior to a bowl game? And will this actually give Penn State the best chance against Maryland? Believe it or not, I'm actually sweating the Maryland game after watching another terrible game plan and a generally poor offensive showing. Meanwhile, Maryland scores 51 against Ohio State.
Yeah. Okay, there's a lot to unpack there. Look, he ain't getting benched for senior day, so you can forget about that. Now, is it possible that in the bowl game, Penn State could do what it did with Saquon Barkley last year and do sort of like, you know, we'll give Tommy these series, Trace these series, Tommy this series, Trace that series, kind of go back and forth? Yeah, I think that's possible, but they're not going to bench Trace McSorley. It's just not going to happen. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong or it's hurting their chances to win or it's helping their chances to win. I don't know. But, you know, that's just not going to happen. So it's time to move on at this point for Penn State fans. They have one game left. This is not a college football playoff team. It's not a Big Ten title team. And, you know, whether those things should come into play when you talk about, you know, potentially benching the program's new all-time winningest quarterback, I don't know. But it just ultimately comes down to what it is, which is Penn State is not going to bench McSorley at this point of the season. So, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, it's in terms of sweating the Maryland game, it all depends on which Maryland shows up. If the one that beat Texas and almost beat Ohio State shows up, Penn State's in big-time trouble. If the one that is pretty clunky and lackluster shows up, then I think Penn State will be just fine.
So let me touch on something you talked about the bowl game and Saquon Barkley and managing his workload and designing a game plan where you knew Miles Sanders was going to get the ball. That's a good thought about how to manage the quarterbacks, but I don't think that's how it's going to play out. Saquon Barkley, they didn't play Miles Sanders because they wanted to find out what they had in Miles Sanders. I felt like they knew what they had in Miles Sanders. They did that, I felt like, to do Saquon a favor and try to – he wanted to play, yeah, let's honor that and play him. And, yeah, he helps us win, so he'll still do a pretty favorable amount of work. But this guy's got millions of dollars on the line. Let's do whatever we reasonably can to fulfill his desire to play and to fulfill his dream of being a first-round pick, and they managed to do that well. I think that James Franklin really deep down believes he knows what he has in Tommy Stevens. And I think alternating Stevens and McSorley, it's not guarding McSorley against anything really. I think he'll have a chance to play in the league for a little bit, but not to the same scale as Saquon Barkley. And I think that Trace has been around and done so much that they feel like they're going to have to honor that. And I don't think it's even going to be a question. I think you might see Stevens in there but I think it's going to be Lion package only. I think the circumstances are just a little different.
No, I completely agree. I mean, I guess I more want to see that than think we'll see that.
Yeah,
I guess is better way to put it.
You and a lot of people.
I just just want to – I think there's a lot of folks out there that just want to see Tommy Stevens play a whole half of football with a game plan that's for him and not just, hey, Tommy, go in there and run it three times, and then maybe we'll let you throw it if you don't get a first down. I want to see what he can do. I mean, we just don't really know the answer to that question still, even though he's been on the field so much. He's been so much a part of this Penn State offense the last couple of years. We still don't know what kind of quarterback the guy really is.
Yeah, and I think that would be my complaint too. Matt from Scranton, what's the most realistic bowl game Penn State can end up with depending on the results this week and the following week?
Well, I mean, at this point, it's the Peach Bowl, right? I mean, that seems to be the going rate with Syracuse and West Virginia dropping out of the New Year's Six running. Penn State's going to slide right on up in there, and assuming Ohio State loses to Michigan, it will fall, even though it's, you know, playing the number four team in the country. If that happens, it'll fall. So the Peach Bowl at this point is, by the way, I would just like to stop a moment. And if you rewind the tape of this show, you will find a lot of things I predicted or said that are wrong. But the one about Penn State not going to the Holiday Bowl is correct. It's been correct 3 years in a row. Please, bowl projection people, stop projecting Penn State to the Holiday Bowl. They're never going to go there. Okay.
You hear that?
I had to get that out of my system. But no, I mean, I think, and tell me if you disagree, but it's the Peach Bowl at this point. I mean, it's all played out that way. They're not going to go back to the Fiesta Bowl. The Peach Bowl's not going to take the Group of Five team again. So that makes perfect sense for Penn State to go to the Peach Bowl. And I think that Penn State fans might be a little interested in going to Atlanta. I know it's obviously not warm weather like Florida would be, but it's a new experience that I don't know if many Penn State fans have ever experienced.
Good question from Brad here. I can't remember exactly when Franklin would have talked this way, but he says in James Franklin's weekly press conferences, he talked about the opponent has X number of 29 starters back. Where is he getting 29 from? Would that be long snapper, kickoff specialist?
I think so.
Holder.
Yeah.
Who else? I mean, that would be,
you know, guys
place kicker,
right?
Return guys.
Guys who start on the field goal offensive line that don't play on the actual offensive line.
No, but
line.
I think you can get there. So your 22 guys offense and defense, your punter, your place kicker, your kickoff guy,
yep.
Punt return, kick return, holder, long snapper. That's
29 there.
That's 29. Right? 20, yeah. 28, 29.
Yeah.
I think that would be my only explanation.
Good question. Yeah.
That is like, that's James Franklin down to a T. Right,
it really there. Is. Yes. Yeah. You're never going to take the time to really think about it until you're presented it like that. And then when you do, you're like, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean, there's
Maryland,
no disrespect to James Franklin, but when he launches into his opening filibuster and these things, you're not really combing over these little details. You're kind of just waiting to hear for something that applies to you and something that you can use.
You're waiting to hear whether someone's hurt, basically, before any questions are asked. His opening monologue has become, is anybody out for the season? Because that's the only injuries he addresses, obviously, and he always does it in his opening statement.
There are some insights there.
It was a 4-minute opening statement after the Rutgers game, and most of it had to do with asking fans and Letterman to come back for this weekend's game. So,
Matt from Camp Hill, I think we kind of launched into this a little bit. Why do I keep hearing Coach Franklin's name brought up as a potential replacement for Clay Helton at USC? We did discuss that in the previous segment. That's quarter number three. It'll go down as Big Ten review if you want to look that up on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. But basically, it makes a lot of sense for Franklin's name to be floated out there for Franklin, weirdly, by his agent. And for USC, I think they're going to swing for the fences and get a charismatic recruiter with a winning track record, and if that's the qualifications you're looking for, which in modern college football, those are going to be near the top of the list. James Franklin is going to be on that list. I know that things have changed since we last really discussed this. I still, Greg, feel like James Franklin views almost any college football job in the country as a lateral move from Penn State, because I do think that he thinks he can win there. He can recruit there. You know, the opening that you might see if you're USC is Penn State still not where Franklin wants to be from a facility standpoint. Right. And if you can appeal to that side of him, if you can say we're going to give you X number of dollars more for your assistant coaching staff, then you might have an opening. I don't see it, but I understand why his name is linked out there.
Yeah, no question about it. So just for the record, to go back to the last question, Penn State is projected by the Sporting News to play in the Outback Bowl. So not everybody going Peach Bowl.
One of the ESPN guys is saying, well, I mean, you have SB Nation saying Fiesta. You've got Jerry Palm from CBS Sports saying Peach. You've got one of the ESPN guys, I think Kyle Bonagura, is saying Fiesta. And the other one, Mitch Sherman, I believe is the name. I always forget their first names, is saying Outback.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I guess we'll see. As for the James Franklin USC stuff.
Along those lines, by the way, when you're projecting bowl games, there are no rules. Just wrong.
I mean, it is an inexact science. It certainly is, especially when. And
that's a connection to Outback's slogan, by the way.
Nice. I didn't realize that, but very well done. So two quick things. Number one, Franklin and the USC, I think, is foolish, but I understand why it's happening. As for the bowl projections, just to answer a couple questions I got last week, a lot of people are like, well, the Big Ten rules this, the Big Ten rules that. Look, if you're on a national perspective seeing all these bowl pairings from 50,000 feet, it's not to say that they shouldn't. They should be aware of each conference's rules and how they work if they're going to project bowls. But I can tell you that not everyone's diving deep into the Big Ten's bowl selection criteria to figure out exactly, you know, how their stuff will play out. They slot them based on a number of different things. So we'll see.
It's a mess. It's a mess out there. But there's New Year's
Six. No, a mess is Les Miles to Kansas. This is just an inexact science.
We'll get to that, I guess, in the Wednesday show. By the way, this is Ask Greg, sponsored by TailgateWine.com. If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that Penn State fan in your life, you have to check out TailgateWine.com. The blue and white wine gift box. They also have some wine and barbecue packages where they pair the wines with sauces and rubs. Check it out at TailgateWine.com. I figure one or two more questions here. Joe from Indiana, PA. I know that Stevens and Clifford are next in line at quarterback, but considering the new redshirt rule and a blowout situation, do you think we see Will Levis at all this season?
No.
I mean, we wouldn't have seen Sean Clifford.
Right.
We barely see Tommy Stevens as a quarterback. So to get all the way down to Will Levis, doubtful.
Yep. Not have them.
Fair question. One more question. Let's say Mike from Lake Winola. Word on the street is Isham Young has turned the corner in his life and is on an extremely positive path. How about this for a change of pace? He recently popped back up on Twitter for a visit to West Virginia. Is there anything new on his recruitment or any chance we see him back at Penn State?
Not that I'm aware of, but no, I do not think so.
Let's see. Give me a real quick answer on this one, too. Mark from Frederick, your opinion on coaches' management of the red shirts. Number of games they have, number of games they can still
play. I think
play.
It's been fine. You know, I think that obviously they've been pointing well. It's hard because you have to balance injuries and you have to balance injuries, and obviously you want to have the bowl game left for those guys to play in. So I think it's a tough thing to do, but they've done it the best they can. This week's winner, let's just go back to the top, the Trace McSorley apologist treasurer or whatever
Travis,
he wants to be.
Travis from Lebanon.
He is the winner this
can
week.
Can expect a message from us looking to give you a bottle of wine. Congratulations. If you didn't ask a question, go download the Keystone Sports app. Go to Ask Greg. Check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Thanks for tuning in to this edition. We'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you. So that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
the Center County Recycling and Refuse Authority and its recycling partners, thank you, football fans, for your increased participation in game day recycling efforts. Remember, recyclables go in the blue bags or in the blue containers. That's plastic bottles, glass bottles, and metal cans. Everything else goes in the clear trash bags. Securely tie the bags and leave them where you parked. And remember, don't leave your grills, chairs, and other bulk items behind. Nittany Nation, let's be Penn State proud and keep our grounds looking great.